That's our job. Keep you all forever young. A life worth living in place. This segment of the show is brought to you by our aging and living in place experts, Helping Hands Senior Services. It's a free senior placement service with peace of mind. TWD, Design, Build, Remodel, your aging in place experts, and get organized with Bridges. It's your clutter. Is clutter stressing you out? Bridges can help.
You know, this is just a topic just so near and dear to my heart, and there's just been so many times over the years in answering questions that I didn't have a lot of answers. And so I decided to change that and been doing a lot of research on the, you know, aging in place topic. We've dubbed it on our show as Life Worth Living in Place, because it is about trying to kind of marry that staying in home ownership with our listeners. And I am really excited about what I found. Now, I thought this was new. It's called Duet Partners in Health and Aging. It's a nonprofit organization. I thought it was new. It's only new to me. They are celebrating their 40th anniversary. And I'd like to bring in Ms. Ann Wheat, who is the executive director. Hello, Ann. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am well. Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Oh, glad to have you here. So I'm so excited I had to make myself stop and let you talk. So I just would like you to introduce yourself a little bit, and then let's talk through all the things that Duet has to offer as a resource.
Sure. Well, yes, I serve as very proudly as executive director for Duet Partners in Health and Aging. I'm a fourth generation Arizonan and very proud to be one. I know that's kind of a rare thing, but I love our community, I love our state, and I love what Duet does for this community in Maricopa County. We are your partners in health and aging. And our vision is a community where every person ages with compassion, dignity, and hope. And we have four core service areas where we provide our services for 40 years, all free of charge, to adults who have challenges going on or vulnerabilities where we can help. Our first area is supporting homebound adults. Our typical homebound adult, these are individuals who live in their homes but no longer can drive. And they have no one there to drive them to the grocery store, to doctor's appointments, that sort of thing. So we train volunteers, background check them, and match them with our homebound neighbors. Typically, they're in their 80s, living on a very small income. But those volunteers, paired with those neighbors, make all the difference, and they stay successfully in their homes where they want to be.
Okay, let's talk a little bit. Let's just talk a little bit deeper about that, Anne. So, I'm thinking about you know, someone who's home alone and doesn't have family. This is such a great, great resource, and it's a great relationship to establish too. It provides some personal touch to someone who's maybe very lonely and alone. But I also want to kind of talk about, you talked about going grocery shopping maybe, or taking them to a doctor's appointment, visiting and even making a phone call.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And,
you know, isolation, we've all seen how difficult and devastating isolation can be. So our volunteers also do friendly visits or friendly phone calls. And that really makes a difference for these individuals.
I think during COVID, some things have changed too. You've also provided some technical assistance to people when they can't, like maybe they need to learn how to navigate a telemedicine appointment or something like that.
Yes, we do. And we've changed how we have delivered our services, but we kept our services going every day thanks to our 400 plus volunteers. They're the heart of our organization. So, for instance, rather than taking a neighbor, as we call them, to the grocery store where it was unsafe to be, we pivoted to where we were helping them do their shopping online, and then our volunteers would pick up and deliver those groceries so that they stayed safe. We have helped with technical support, how they can connect with others, and we do a lot of workshops now virtually, and found that is a very popular option for our family caregivers who we serve, our grandparents who are doing the hard work of raising grandchildren in difficult circumstances to keep them out of foster care. For our faith community nurses, it is a really good option. And we are going to continue those as well as in-person services.
Well, let's, Miss Ann, as we wrap up the segment, let's talk about how someone could get a hold of you if they wanted to whether they wanted to be a volunteer or that they actually needed the services. What's the best way to get a hold of you all?
So we are a very person-to-person organization. Our website is duetaz.org. People can find out how to what our services are or how to connect with us. And then we have one phone number, and it's during work time, answered by a friendly volunteer, and that is 602-274-5022. And anyone can call in and just ask for help if they need to leave a message. I assure you, a friendly person will get back to them, and we will talk. We rely so much on volunteers. We rely on the community. We wouldn't exist without caring people.